Police Link on 4MK with Senior Constable Steve Smith.
Very good morning to our good mate Smithy. Hello, buddy. And gee, I tell you what, a big celebration in the studio this
good
morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
What is it?
With Perko and myself?
You're looking...
I know, I got a birthday.
You're looking deep into my eyes.
Birthday hat on and happy birthday, boy, because we've been doing the segment.
For 3 years.
For 3 years, today.
That's right. So we had a bit of a celebration, didn't we?
We had. Thank you, mate.
Yeah, had to dodge some cake getting airborne.
I know, look out. I'm wearing our birthday hats at the moment. Look, all will be revealed on the 4MK website and Facebook page a little bit later on this morning. So look out for that. Perko's involved with it too, so look out. Mate, but thank you very much for the past 3 years. It's been very informative, and I do get a lot of feedback in regards to our little segments every week. So
that's great. It helps us out enormously, but more than anything, it helps out victims of crime and hopefully helps people prevent to become one, which is even better.
Definitely. Now, mate, topic today.
Topic today, there are two. And starting off the first one, very simply, this is something I've said before, but I'll tell you why. We're going to ask people as a reminder, lock your cars.
Okay.
For this month, what are we, 6 days into September?
Right.
We have had 25 reported unlawful entry into motor vehicles.
Really?
We have. So there are some people out there who are really putting in some effort to check the cars around our streets in the evenings, in particular in the Glenella and Rural View areas.
Okay.
So just a reminder for everyone, all listeners out there, nighttime, please ensure that your cars are secured and locked.
Sure.
You'll go a long way towards making sure you're not the victim.
Now, just while we're talking about cars, just quickly, driving without a license.
Yes.
Unmistakably. Wow. And I actually put this up onto our website and Facebook page the other day in regards, because people just forget.
They sure do.
To renew their license.
And
it is an offence.
We've had a lot of people forget, actually.
Yeah,
For the month of August, I think we had 112 drivers that were caught in the district with an expired license or being unlicensed. That's as opposed to being a disqualified driver.
Yeah.
This is a license that has expired. The most common response the officers are getting is people telling them, "My God, I forgot."
Yeah.
So, please,
and that's true. It's quite easy to forget.
I suppose it's like registering your vehicle. But please, if you're out there listening now and your license is nearby, wherever it is, just take the time,
check it.
Spare a second, and check it.
True or false?
True.
When a police car passes another vehicle, it can actually scan the rego number and it'll bring up the details of the owner of that vehicle and whether they're licensed or not.
ANPR, I know exactly what you're talking about. I had a chat with your fill-in not so long ago.
So
I think you were away in Townsville at the time, but yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Automatic number plate recognition system that we have in some of our police cars that scan registration plates.
So that comes up with everything.
It's sort of like RoboCop, but attached to a car. It's like a robot police officer that just scans permanently vehicles travelling to or away. And it can obtain information about the car and the person it's registered to and the status for the registration, license, disqualifications, all that.
There you go.
And whether or not the car's been reported as stolen or not, which is equally, that's just fantastic.
Just important. Definitely. Most definitely. Yeah, good. All right.
Finally, this is Child Protection Week.
It is.
It's an incredibly important week. And the theme for this year is that child protection is everyone's business. And encouraging people, no matter what the circumstance, a little bit like DV in the past, we might have turned a blind eye to instances that we might have seen or heard where we thought it might have been suspect that it may have been a child protection issue, but that is changing.
Okay.
But we're continuing to promote that message and that child protection really is everyone's business. And if you have suspicions or concerns for a child's welfare, please don't let it slide. Be sure that you report it. Be the voice.
Good. All right. No worries. Look, if you want more information in regards to all of this, jump onto our website a little bit later on this morning at 4mk.com.au. Or, of course, you can always get in touch with the local police here in Mackay. We'll get in touch with Police Link here in Mackay too. Good on you, Smithy. Thank you. Have a great week. And next Tuesday, we'll catch up again.
No worries. We'll do.